Cheyenne, you do not need a nose job.
I like it from the front, but not from the side.
Let me see your profile.
That was the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
No, you.
Let me see your profile. Wow. That's mean girl energy, Nicole.
No, you have like a beautiful, like Grecian looking nose.
That just means it's ugly.
No, it doesn't. Literally, it doesn't.
Okay, well, you're being a hater by asking to see my profile. That's like an
Those are
actual
fighting
hate
words.
crime.
That
I know that you see it all the time, but
is
I don't like
actually.
knowing that you're seeing it, if that makes
No,
sense.
but that's because I've never like noticed, which is a good thing, right? Like some people you look at and you're like, yikes, your nose is wacky, but
Mystic
balls.
balls.
Mystic
balls. Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Mystic balls.
Okay.
Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, girly.
Happy finale
Happy season
episode.
finale.
I can't even believe.
We're spicing it up. I know everyone's been saying,
The
Nicole, Cheyenne.
feedback's been overwhelming.
And we'll be playing a Vampire Diaries drinking game in honor of the season finale.
Yeah.
And we're going to start right now, by taking an honorary and celebratory shot.
Yeah, a toast, if you will, to our hard work and wait, didn't we clink our mics? Wait, shouldn't we clink
Oh,
our
wait, yeah. Wait, ready? 3, 2, 1. Bitch.
Cheers, baby. What? That
That
was
was
on
so.
time.
Oh, then there's a lag. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Right, whatever. I'm taking it. Oh.
My God.
Shit. Ugh. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
That was
give
a
me
big
just like
shot.
a moment. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, here's the deal. Now that we've done that, these are the rules of the drinking game. Would you like to do the honors?
Number one, drink when Dick Veins. Easy.
Self-explanatory.
Two, yeah, Civil War reference. Love. Someone dies. Stefan stares at something without a word for more than 3 seconds. I feel like anytime he's on screen, we can just sort of assume. Gaslighting.
Check.
Henley.
Check, check.
Bonnie is put in a compromising position.
You could take a drink every time she's on screen. Poor
Yeah.
thing.
Nicole says something sexual anytime
Yeah,
I
anytime Nicole talks.
talk. Anytime Cheyenne is a hater.
Should we just take a drink right now?
Cheyenne and Nicole talking in British
British
accent.
accent, but out, drink.
Drank. And then Damon does the eye thing. We all know what that
Yeah,
means.
again, self-explanatory.
Yeah, we're gonna be pretty
I can't wait. You know what's going to be really awful is when this ends and we like say bye to each other and I close out of Zoom and then I'm just going to be hammered in my apartment by myself
We can
on a
like
Sunday evening.
have a Zoom sleepover.
That's so cute. Okay. I
Good.
have a question. Okay, this is like I'm about to take just like such a sharp left turn on this conversation, but do you know what a BBL is?
No.
A Brazilian butt lift?
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that. I didn't know there was
Why?
an abbreviation.
Either I'm being targeted by my FBI agent or whatever, or it's trending or something, but why am I seeing that all over the internet or my personal timelines lately? For you page, FYP,
I don't
BBL,
know.
BBL on my FYP.
BBL on your
Why
FYP
BBL
is
on my FYP?
I couldn't honestly tell you if you've been Googling like cosmetic
No,
surgery.
I haven't. I should, probably. I should, but I mean, to be honest, if out of all the surgeries that I need, a BBL is not one of them.
It's definitely not one of them. No, you're pretty much fine in that department. You're excelling.
Like, I'm kind of the after photo of one of those.
You are, 100%. And I'm really glad you recognize that about yourself.
It took me a long time. Okay, well, thanks, I guess.
I think we should both just take drinks before we get started. Or do you have more talking points?
No. Okay. It's just the BBL. Do you have any talking points?
Today I put on an outfit to go to Bobby Brown and Costco with my mom.
What'd you get at Costco? Oh my God, I fucking love Costco.
Well, we ended up finding the infamous TikTok chicken nuggets where you like...
You and I have different timelines. I'm getting a Brazilian butt lift on my For You page and you're getting Costco chicken nuggets. I'm jealous.
That actually is pretty...
You know, I bet it goes by... Because TikTok
it's by region
definitely
sure.
knows by region. Because when we were in New York, I was getting a lot of New York content. And then, of course, now that I'm back in LA, I'm getting fucking Brazilian butt lift content.
I got hit on at Costco.
You got hit on at Costco? By who?
A man.
Sample ladies and hairnet?
No.
A man.
This cute guy that was like... He worked there and he was just...
He was cute?
Yeah, dude. I don't know, but...
You didn't give him your number? You could have written your number on that long-ass receipt.
Well, I don't want to... He wasn't, like, flirting.
Were you about to say you don't want to be with someone who works at Costco?
No. But he had his nails painted. And I'm not trying to generalize, but like, what could that mean?
Well, if he was hitting on you, I don't think.
But he wasn't outwardly hitting on me. We just like, okay, here's what happened. And you tell me if he was hitting on me. Because also remember, he's on the clock. Okay.
Okay.
My mom and I were like weaving through the aisles, as you do. And it just sort of seemed like every other aisle he was like sort of there and we kept making eye contact. Okay. And then
it sounds like it was in your head.
You're like, sounds like he was just doing his job.
Probably just stalking the aisles, but.
So I like scream as we're waiting in line and I was like, Mom, the churros are back. She's like, holy shit. Go get us some. And I was like, dope. And I check out, get us churros. I know my mom loves a Diet Coke. So I was like, get her a drink. I get the drink. I'm filling it up. And all of a sudden, he's behind me. And he's like, where are the straws? And I was like, I don't know. I was just
like,
looking.
Don't you work here?
I literally go, I don't know. I was just looking for them. Don't you work here? You should know where the straws are. And he goes, I'm going to go grab a straw. Do you want me to get you one? And I was like, yes, please. Like, that'd be so nice. And he went and got me a straw and then handed it to me. And we like made eye contact. And I was like, okay, thanks.
You know, it's the exact same shape and size as the straw.
He's like, isn't it crazy that straws are so phallic? Have you ever noticed that? So was that flirting? Like, why was he right there when I needed him to like find me a straw?
I'm just confused why he didn't know where they were.
But exactly.
Were.
That's what I'm saying.
Did
and
he
then
touch,
he,
did you guys touch when he handed you the straw?
No, but we did do like a thing where it felt like time stopped. Man, I'm about to write another poem after this, but time stopped. And I like, he like handed me the straw and his hand was still on it and my hand like took it and we like both looked at it and then I like, but not like for too long, but long enough that I was like,
wait, what color
this
were
seems
his nails?
Intentional, what color were his black nails? Chipped nail polish.
You probably dodged a bullet because straight men who paint their nails 85% of the time are worse than straight men who don't paint their nails because they think that they're allies.
But that's like so progressive, right, of him to have black chipped nails?
No, what I'm saying is that they like – it's like in the same way as like the type of men who Bernie or like super liberal. It's like outwardly they're progressive so you like kind of let your walls come down easier and like think that you can trust them.
And then they just gaslight the shit out of you?
That's – yeah. Like that or like – you're like, no, like, there's no way that he's being controlling or whatever, he has painted nails. It just kind of is a mind fuck a
Yeah.
little bit. And so I do feel like sometimes they're worse. That's all I'm gonna say.
I hear
That
you.
goes for guys
Well,
who wear rings as well. Love you, but
yeah,
like still come over anytime.
his face was cute, but his hips were too narrow, which I don't know
Okay,
for
Jesus.
me.
His wait, the waist to hip ratio wasn't doing it for you.
Yeah, like his I just well I, yeah,
You
I
like
mean
wide set hips?
well I just like kind of a
Yeah, you like a chunky guy. I like a nice
bean pole.
like if he was literally the shape of the straw he was handing to you, I'd probably be like, yeah.
And he was, so maybe you would have been into it. You would have been into it.
He
Now,
sounds hot.
in retrospect,
He
that you
sounds
would have been
really
all over
hot.
it. He was cute.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you're listening
Well,
to this, Maurice, which was his name, by the way.
what? Oh, no wonder you weren't that into him. His name's Maurice.
And he worked at Costco. No, nothing against people that work at
Nicole.
Costco. Nothing against people that maybe he was like paying his way through law school. We never fucking know, but
And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be a career Costco employee.
no, there's not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just
Then what are you
saying
saying?
it's so ambitious that I simply could not keep. Okay.
You're intimidated by how much of a career man he is.
Yeah, he just like,
Maurice.
yeah. Well, and also listen, like, those are some brutal hours there at Costco. I need my mans to be around on the weekends and stuff. Like, he was working on a Sunday. That sucks.
On the Lord's Day.
That's what I
Okay,
have to say.
wow.
So,
Well, you should write a poem after this.
I probably
It should
will.
be called You Churro'd My Heart. Okay, are we ready for this?
I feel ready.
All ready for this. Okay, it's Founders Day, baby. That's actually the name of the episode as
Yeah.
well, but it is Founders Day.
Which basically means that they just like celebrate the like old money
Slavery.
rich families in the
The former slave
area.
owners.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. It's Founders Day. No, they're not going to explain that to us. We're not really going to figure out what Founders Day is until probably closer to the last third of the episode. But basically, for right now, it means that everyone's getting dressed up in their like little Civil War era corsets and little petticoats and shit. Drink. Elena looks exactly like Catherine.
The spitting image, for
And
sure.
God, I'm just like really jealous. Like, I just would love to have a reason to have to wear. Like, she's complaining. She's like, this corset's tight. Like, shut the fuck up, Elena. I would have given anything in high school to have a reason. Well, I guess that's why I was in theater, but to have a reason to like put a corset on and have
Even
my
now,
boobs up to my chin.
I
That was awesome.
love a period dress. Like, I do. I
Same.
love.
Should we go to the Renaissance
Oh my
Festival?
God, that
Is
would be
that what it's
so
come
fun,
to? Like, is that
Cheyenne.
the outlet for us now?
And I will spend money. I will spend like $1,000 on like a dress.
Just
No
wear it
question.
around.
For the day and like get sweaty in it and eat like
Yeah.
a, what do
Like
they
a
have?
drumstick.
Drumstick. Yeah,
Turkey
exactly.
leg.
Yeah. It sounds so fun.
So good.
So anyway, they get to play dress up.
Yeah, it starts with
There's
them.
men carrying bayonets. They went the whole nine.
Yeah, they did the whole thing except for the slavery part because
'Cause they tend to just overlook
they
that
tend
as a
to not really
whole.
address that. And then it cuts to Damon and Stefan having a conversation where it talks about what the last episode ended with, which was the really uncomfortable Stefan going up to Damon and being like, "Hey, just so you know, like I'd really appreciate it if you don't try and fuck my girlfriend." And so Damon this time is basically saying, "Hey, just so you know, like that was kind of weird. That made you look really lame and
Yeah, like,
jealous, and
don't
I'm not
take my
trying to steal your
girlfriend.
girlfriend. So fuck
Yeah.
off."
And I don't really know where I stand on this issue. Like, it's not like Stefan's out of left field by requesting that Damon not sleep with his girlfriend, as this has happened before. With a woman that looks exactly like Catherine,
Right.
or
It's
not Catherine,
Elena.
Elena.
Yeah. No, it's really not that outlandish of him to feel that way and to say something to Damon, maybe, but it just is a like, oh God, can you imagine in real life this actually like being a conversation?
I mean, yeah, and from Damon's perspective, like he's like, "Hey, little bro, we're just friends. Like, chill out." Like, it is really cringy, and
It just makes Stefan look kind of weak.
yeah, for sure.
It kind of makes him look like maybe he'd paint his nails.
Yeah, he's like, "Damon, stop. Like, I like she's mine." Like, it just sort of implies that if Damon wanted to, he could get her, and that, by the way,
And that
this
he's
could.
doing Stefan a favor by
Yeah, by like
not.
stepping off. Yeah, for
Sorry, by the way,
sure.
what?
By the way, then it just sort of implies that Elena would have no part in that exchange if Damon and Elena were to make moves. Takes two
Oh,
to
yeah,
tango,
like she'd just
baby.
like get tossed around.
Yeah, like she's not just like some object. She has agency.
That sucked. Anna shows up in Jeremy's room as usual and is like, "Hey, your Uncle John killed my mom."
Yeah, she really like, yeah.
This is
She's
the.
crying.
She's crying. This is the most subpar acting I've seen so far in the show, which is like really saying
Oh,
something.
Cheyenne's a hater. Take a drink.
Okay, I've taken a drink. I'm gonna keep being a hater for a second. I just like want to wrap this up. This is truly, Nicole, you're lying. I'm not being a hater. I'm being honest. This acting is so insane. They're talking about
It
how his
is.
uncle killed her mother. They're talking about it like she lost her phone in a bowling alley. It was so low stakes the way that they were talking about this. And she's literally giving him a vial of her blood.
Yeah. So Anna tells Jeremy that she's leaving. She's skipping town. She can't live here anymore. And Jeremy's like, "What the hell?" And she's like, "Well, you can come with me. We can be vampires together. Isn't that what you wanted anyway? You literally just asked me this."
True.
But she kind of
She
puts it
got
in
him on
his
that one.
hands and she's like, "All right, here's a vial of blood. If you drink this and have this in your system and you die, then you'll be brought back to life and you'll be a vampire, almost."
Kind of beside the point, but they zoom in really close on Jeremy's face at one point, and he has like a little eye crusty in the corner of his eye.
Really? He looks like really sweaty. Like his hair's like.
He looks beat this whole
He looks
episode.
so rough, dude.
But if you're asking me, he always looks that way. Please don't make me drink.
Fine, I won't, but.
Okay, well, now we have to because then we go to
We're at the Mystic Grill. Shit, we
the
should have added one for being at the Mystic
Oh,
Grill.
wait, I meant to.
We can just drink anyway.
Okay. Elena and Stefan are having a conversation in which he tells her that Uncle John is actually her daddy, John.
Which, for this to have been like a huge part of the plot in the last episode, they really just sort of skim over it. And Elena's like, "Man, like that's sort of crazy, but like that's life, c'est la vie." Like she doesn't really.
It's very Elena.
Yeah, it's,
She just
yeah,
like is
that's
like,
true.
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How's Damon though? Kind of thing. Which, speaking of Damon, she after Stefan leaves, she has a conversation with Damon where she basically is like, I know Stefan's really worried about our friendship, so I think it would just be best if you could stop making flirty comments and like doing your little eye thing.
And then he does his
And
eye
then he does the eye
thing.
thing, so
Shit,
a
dude.
drink. So I just can you imagine having that conversation with your boyfriend's brother? Actually, take a minute.
I mean,
How appalling would that be to say, I know that my boyfriend is worried that we're gonna fuck.
and in order for us not to,
I need you to
you
stop
need to stop hitting on me.
flirting with me.
Basically implying that she has no agency. Like she's just kind of blowing where the wind takes her.
If that were ever something that were even to be, like, let's say I was dating someone whose brother had at one point, like, had a thing with a girl he was with, or an ex, like, if that was a situation, I think the best path would be to just not address it at all, or like talk about it with your current boyfriend and be like, damn, that's crazy. Like, they're both crazy for that. And then continue on. You don't go pull aside the brother and say, hey, like, Stefan's really worried that we're gonna do it.
But
Maybe flirt with me less.
what we're not accounting for is the fact that they are so close. They spend whatever time Elena spends alone with Stefan, she almost spends that equal amount of time alone with Damon. So it is sort of like a
Yeah.
complicated, like they are
But that
really good
doesn't mean, like, if I
friends.
was spending a lot of time with, like, a boyfriend sibling, that wouldn't mean that we're, like, spending time like that romantically.
No, but what if they were hot? What if they looked like Damon?
Fair enough.
Fair enough, dude. Like,
Fair
it's
enough.
not like he's like a
You know, Stefan just knows that
Jeremy.
Damon's really hot. Stefan's
Obviously,
pretty hot.
they're
Stefan's
also in
hot.
love. They're both hot.
So while she's having this conversation with Damon, she like spots Jeremy out of the corner of her eye, who's eating like this really sad little Caesar salad all alone in the grill. She goes to talk to Jeremy. He's really pissed at her because he read her journal the last episode and knew that he like wiped her memory, or that she wiped his memory about Vicky, and that she didn't tell him about vampires and blah blah blah.
He tells her to go to hell because Elena's like, please, like, let's just talk. And he goes, go to hell, Elena. Which, like,
He can be mad.
he read, it's so crazy because he can be mad, but also she wrote that in her journal. It's not like she, like, stood in the public square and was like, hear ye, vampires are real and Jeremy's an idiot or something.
I don't think he's feeling particularly, I don't think his pride is wounded by it. Like, I don't think he's upset on that end. I think he's upset that, like, if someone literally took my memories away, like, that's just, I mean, dare I say, that's the ultimate gaslight. Truly. Like, I'd be pretty
It is.
pissed about that.
No,
Not
I
even
know.
remembering.
But the
So
all I'm
I
such
get
a
where she's
Jeremy
coming
advocate.
from. I
And
get where he's coming
also,
from.
it's addressed a little later in the episode, but Elena didn't directly do it. She's not the one that actually did it.
But she did ask Damon to do it, and he wouldn't have done it had she not asked him.
Because he's in love with her. Yeah, listen, everyone. And he read her journal. Like, if he. What's the.
Okay, here's the thing with
I'm
reading other
already
people's
drunk.
journals. Obviously, it's really bad. It's
Have
a
you ever
huge
read someone's
invasion of
journal?
privacy. No, oh my God.
Has anyone ever
Other
read
than Anne
yours?
Frank's.
Yeah, RIP.
Not that I know of, no one has read mine. But it's a huge invasion of privacy. But I will say, if there's something in there about something like that that someone has done against you and you're to bring it up, I don't think that, like, the end all be all of the conversation should be, oh, well, you shouldn't have read my journal.
Because that
'Cause there was still a
would be
wrongdoing.
gaslighting.
Maybe.
To be like, you're crazy for reading my journal with all the things I did
And then you could be
wrong.
like, well, you were gatekeeping your journal.
But you're such a girl boss for like reaching out and like doing what you had to do in the moment.
My God. It's complicated. Whatever.
In any
Jeremy storms
case.
off. He tells Elena to go to hell. He storms off. Damon follows him, which seems really unnecessary. And is like, hey, like, you shouldn't treat Elena that way. Like, I was the one that wiped your memory. Blah blah blah. Stefan shows up, of course, and is like, hey, like, leave him alone. You okay, Jeremy? Jeremy's like, both of you can just fuck off. You handsome men. Stefan and Damon have this really weird, like, ethics debate where Damon's like, look, I was like, you're not the only one that can be a good guy. Like, I was trying to defend Elena, and Jeremy needs to understand that, like, it was I'm part of the problem too. And Stefan says, Damon, you don't understand what it means to even be a hero. Like, you don't do anything for the right reason. The only time it's for the right reason is when you do it for nothing in return. As if he's not literally doing everything that he does to like stand on the moral high ground and bone Elena. Like his ethics philosophy just is a little bit flawed to me. Thoughts?
My whole philosophy on ethics as a whole is just like it's so circumstantial and based on.
But do you think that there's any time you could do something for someone else where you receive nothing in return?
100%.
But you receive the feeling of knowing you did something for someone else. Like there's a serotonin kick in there.
That's true.
Or like
true.
A dopamine kick, which they're interchangeable to me. Sorry.
Well, and I would like to think that like to be good, to be a good person is innate within us and just like what we would strive to do. But that's so subjective. Is it not? I don't know.
Well, it is subjective. I guess I'm just saying that for Stefan to say the only time that you're doing something for the right reason is when you do it for nothing in return, really simplistic for someone who's lived like 116 years.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you do for the right reason where you do receive something in return.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Damon's on a good guy kick. And he also goes and thanks Bonnie. Who, if you recall, everyone thinks removed the spell from the Gilbert device that kills vampires. He thanks her because...
The invention? You guys remember the invention?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. By Gilbert device, I mean the fucking invention.
And basically Bonnie's like, I did it for Elena, so you actually don't have to thank me. I would never do anything for you. And he's like,
she actually didn't do it. She faked it.
Well, she didn't.
She did what women do best. And she faked it.
But she's still keeping up with this ruse of like, oh yeah, that thing that I did where I was
I guess having the hots for Elena has made him like be a good person and whatnot. Which is funny because I don't know if I genuinely think that Elena's that good of a person.
She's not. She's not.
Like, isn't at all. She's like been complicit in so much murder.
That's the thing. She's complicit in everything and she's not.
Not to nitpick, but she has helped kill people.
She has committed actual homicide. So.
Yeah. So.
By proxy.
There's the freaking parade is going on, which I wanted to say, They mentioned the Battle of Willow Creek.
Oh, yeah. They have a whole ass float for the Battle of Willow Creek, which in Tyler, like, waves to the audience with a bayonet in his hand and, like, fake blood dripping down of his face.
It's the Battle of Willow Creek, which I can only assume is a battle in which they fought on the Confederate side.
Well, they weren't fighting to abolish slavery, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, quite the opposite. So, yeah, take a drink. Cut to Uncle John and Mayor Lockwood, who I haven't said this yet. I'm surprised I haven't, but Mayor Lockwood is a zaddy.
Yeah. He is. I mean, objectively, he is. And it's hard because the first times we were sort of introduced to him, he was like much painted as an abuser.
Beating the shit out of his own son. Yeah, no, that's true. It's just like, you can't, like, can you not separate the art from the artist?
Oh, wow. We're just really getting into our personal beliefs today. You're like, no, but that, you can still, like, see how he's hot. No, he is hot. He is a zaddy for sure.
Anyways, Uncle John, who is definitely
not a zaddy.
Yeah, at all.
Not
looks like some sort of snapping turtle.
He looks like a mole.
Poor guy. They're basically plotting to find every vampire in town and kill them. So while this
with the invention.
Sorry, forgot to mention the invention. We should have made that a take a drink. Anytime someone says the invention, they explain that every time the device is activated, it produces like what's essentially like a dog whistle where
only like a high frequency
can hear it, and it gives them like a really bad headache. Kind of what like Bonnie does to them, but it gives them like a really bad headache, and it for it they like become like immobilized from it. So Uncle John and Mayor Lockwood are planning on activating that during the Founders Day celebration, and then injecting everyone in that's in pain in vervain, throwing them into the basement of some random, I don't know what,
Some like
and
random
killing them all.
property. Yeah, and they're gonna kill him. This is taking place when the fireworks go off.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be
And
like sort of, yeah.
cinematic, if you will, at the very
If
least. They got
you
flair, they got style. You
will. They do. They're
can't
like when the
deny
fireworks
that.
go, yeah, and then they're gonna, and all the vampires will drop.
And while they're talking about this, Sheriff Ellen DeGeneres, Ellen, sorry, Sheriff Ellen DeGeneres,
Wasted.
maybe. Maybe I'm starting to breathe a little heavier.
Slurring your words already.
Sheriff Ellen storms in, and they're basically like, oh, just so you know, Sheriff, like we already told all your deputies this plan that we have. And naturally, she's like, you're undermining me. I'm the sheriff. You just told all my deputies to do something. Like they answer to me. She's getting undermined by two men. Hashtag free Ellen.
Hashtag free Ellen, and she really does make an effort to stick up for herself. And she's like, okay, that's great. But ultimately, I'm the sheriff, and it's my final call. And my call is that we're not doing this.
So what do they do?
Uncle John fully punches her in the back of the head and knocks her clean out. And handcuffs her. Dude, what? I like
That's
paused
fucked
it
up.
and I was like, he had no hesitation just punching a woman.
Uncle John
Is
is,
unhinged.
yeah, a girl boss, first of all.
First of all.
He nothing's more feminist than knocking a woman out with a ventilation pipe.
Well, it's just like if feminism is
Sorry,
all about
I shouldn't have said
equality,
that.
then
I don't
shouldn't we
mean
be
it. I
able to
don't
punch
mean
women
it.
in the face?
Wait, what are you taking a sip for? Is that because I said something
Oh, that's
gross?
just
Or are you
because I
just taking a
wanted to
sip?
take a sip.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh my God. I know I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, Anna informs Damon that she's been in touch with all our good friends, the tomb vampires who were formerly under the care of Pearl, who's dead. And they all want revenge on the town. So they basically are planning to attack when the fireworks go off, and they want to kill as many members as they can of the founding families. So
Which
the
includes
descendants,
Elena.
right, the descendants of the people who originally put them in the church. So that's like Elena's family, Caroline's family, Tyler's family. I don't know who the fuck else. If you really want to know, you can watch the show
Which,
yourself.
like, how do I feel about this? Personally, drop it, let it go. You were given a second chance. You
I've
are a
said it before, I'll say
vampire.
it again. Like, go to Coachella.
Yeah, go
Go climb a mountain.
travel.
You're literally a vampire, and you haven't even tried, like, you probably haven't even smoked weed yet because
You
you
haven't
died in
smoked weed.
1864. There's just like other things
Wait,
to be
do you think there
doing.
was weed in 1864? Marijuana, that
I'm sure
is.
there was, but I doubt anyone was smoking it. Maybe like the Native Americans were smoking
Yeah,
it.
Native Americans were sort of
The
very
only
much
thing
ahead of
people
their
were smoking in
time.
1864 was like tobacco.
That's true. That's true.
So they have a lot of life to live.
All
They
this
don't
is
need to
to
be
say,
playing
like,
it like this.
yeah, I just think they should kind of let it go. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just not as scorned as them. I'm sure it hurts, but like, you're
Yeah, it
free
probably sucked to
now.
desiccate for 100 years, but
But like,
it's
move
been
on,
wasting more
man.
time.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure they just assume they can like kill a bunch of people and then move on with their lives, which I can imagine that would feel pretty good.
It's like but not good to kill people.
It's yeah, it's really bad.
Generally speaking.
But everyone's freaking out because, of course, Elena's life is in danger, and that's always the biggest.
Yeah, that's number one priority, is that fucking Elena stays alive for
right.
God knows what reason. But yeah, Anna tells all of this to Damon. Damon's like, well, like, no problem, Anna, because my good friend Bonnie already deactivated the invention, so it's not even going to work. But at the very least, we should just get everyone out of here.
Yeah.
You know, Elena first and foremost, because her life is much more valuable than everyone else's, even though she's the most boring out of everyone. You know?
Yeah.
So tells Elena and Stefan. Stefan's like, let's get out of here. And Elena's like, but Jeremy. And so they go to find Jeremy. Take a drink. We're back at the Mystic Grill.
We're back at the Mystic Grill, baby.
We're back at the Mystic Grill. And Tyler and Matt are still mad at each other because Tyler made out with Matt's mom. And I think that's a really good reason to be mad at someone.
I agree. And also,
it's not very sex positive, though. So maybe it's not a good reason. No, it's kind of weird.
I mean, we did already talk about this, though. It's not like his mom's, like, this sweet little homemaker. Like, his mom is a whore. And so I don't really know what Matt expects.
She doesn't really deserve rights.
Yeah, like, I mean, at the very least, as I said, it takes two to tango. And maybe Matt just, like, needs to take a little breath and realize it's not worth getting upset for. But also, he did make out with his mom, so.
Yeah, I think it's, like, worth getting upset for. We're, like, trying to have a hot take here when actually the only take is that someone, his friend made out with his mom, and that's weird. Matt's wearing a Henley. Take a drink.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. He looks pretty good in it, too. And Caroline's kind of trying to talk to Matt about being friends with Tyler again, blah, blah, blah. Tyler's there playing pool. Mayor Lockwood comes into the grill looking specifically for Tyler because he knows that he wants Tyler just out of the Founders Day event if there are going to be vampires crawling around, and he knows there's going to be chaos, and he's decided to care about his son. So
yeah, and he's very aware of the fact that they're going to be, like, initiating this vampire contraption, and he just, yeah, wants to keep him safe.
So, yeah, he finds Tyler, and he's like, Tyler, you really, like, I need you to go home. Tyler's like, no, Dad, I want to play pool. And so he becomes very aggressive with him and kind of, like, grabs him and gets in his face, which leads Matt and Caroline to kind of interfere and ask what's going on. And Mayor Lockwood,
which, by the way, is so brave. Can you imagine seeing, like, a family altercation happening in public and being like,
and getting
I
involved?
Should go check on my friend.
No, absolutely not. I stay the hell away. I just pick up my stuff and leave.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah.
You're at a friend's house and, like, a fight happened.
Yeah, and you're just like, thanks for dinner. I'm going to head home.
I'm going to go home now. Thank you. Okay, I will say, not to play. God, I sound like
a man.
Are you
going to be a hater?
Not to play devil's advocate.
Not to be a white man in a
Socratic seminar.
In a gender studies class in college.
But this is the one time I'm going to give Mayor Lockwood a get out of jail free card for being really aggressive with Tyler, because he's actually just trying to get him to go home.
Yeah, he's acting in Tyler's best interest for the first time we've ever seen in this whole
show. It's not
really
the time to be like, Tyler, could you please go home? It is kind of the time to get in his face and be like, Tyler, you need to go home right the fuck now.
Yeah, I agree.
Be a bad parent. Shit.
No, he's saving his life. But, like, if you beat your kids regularly and then use fear as a tactic to get to manipulate them, then, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like crying wolf almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. But anyways, Tyler listens to him, and him, Matt, and Caroline take his car keys and start to head home. Meanwhile, also at the grill, Anna finds Jeremy and is like, Jeremy, I need to talk to you. And they go into the women's restroom. The mayor goes back to the Founders Day celebration and finally tells us what the fuck Founders Day is, which apparently it's the 150th anniversary.
It's the 150th anniversary of their town. But he's like, all right, like, thanks everyone for being here, and please enjoy this miraculous little
our fucking dinky ass fireworks show.
Our actual dinky ass fireworks show, and everyone goes fucking crazy for the fireworks. Yeah.
Because they're bored, because they live in Mystic Falls.
Because they live in Mystic Falls, and they are like, okay, we have one bar / restaurant that's sort of like an Applebee's Panera, and now we get fireworks, so that's cool. And the fireworks begin, which is significant because
Uncle John activates his silly little invention.
The invention has been activated. The vampires are about to attack everyone in the founder's lineage.
And now all the vampires have little headaches.
And they're all like crouching down, holding their heads.
It's sort kind of brutal. Like,
it looks hella painful. It
looks really painful.
Take a drink.
Take a drink, babes. You just want to take a drink.
No, I actually just want
to. Oh, that was actually an accident. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, it also includes Damon is going in to confront John when John activates the advice, and Damon then, you know, collapses and is holding his head and is also probably really surprised because Bonnie fooled them all.
Oh, yeah. By the way, at this point, everyone still thinks that the invention is just bogus.
Thanks to Bonnie, but she actually didn't do anything with it.
No, because keep in mind she's a human being, and of course she would want a device that enables vampires from hurting people. Yeah.
So Damon collapses, and John injects him with vervain and chucks him in the basement, and which is kind of what they're doing with all of them. All the vampires start to collapse. The council and different deputies come, inject them with vervain, and toss them in the fucking basement of God knows wherever the hell they are. And Stefan collapses, and Alaric actually has the time to kind of fake out a police officer so that Stefan can be, like, safely escorted by Elena
to the
his headache in peace. Or Anna and Jeremy are still in the Mystic Girl bathroom, and she fully collapses, which I doubt she's the first girl to collapse in the Mystic Girl bathroom. That's all I'm going to say about that. For sure.
And this was actually pretty sweet because Jeremy's he's like very attentive, and he's like, what's wrong? He's freaking out, which, by the way, that would be so scary.
Dude, points for the bare fucking minimum. You're saying
no, you're right.
So attentive and sweet when she's literally like screaming her head off in the bathroom as if like, he's going above and beyond by asking her if she's
You're
okay.
You're so right. You're so right.
But, yeah, basically she gets dragged out.
And injected with vervain.
And also tossed into the
– And Jeremy – talk about the bare minimum. Jeremy doesn't do much. I mean, when presented with authority figures, I also crawl up into a ball. But he really is like, no – don't take her. And then they take her, and that's sort of the end of the scene.
And he's like, well, I'll get him next time.
Yeah, he's like, what am I supposed to do? They were like big men, which I feel for him. Yeah.
Same, I get it.
But there's sort of a little bit of a curveball because at this point, Tyler, Matt, and Caroline are on their way home when John had activated the device. So Tyler he's driving the car, and he starts like going crazy. He's like, what's that noise? Do you guys hear that noise? And he no longer has control of the vehicle. He's also having the same reaction as these vampires. He ends up crashing his car, but like, what the hell is
going on
with Tyler?
Surprise. Tyler hasn't been a complete waste of space in the show. This is like what I actually am really excited about, because I like that Tyler. You think that this whole first season that he's just like this fuck boy that's like kind of a plot device and like something, you know, the Vicky thing or whatever. And then he actually like has
I don't know.
Shit
I
think to do.
I'm going to have to see his character develop, because they lost so many amazing characters. And for Tyler, of all people, to be now woven into this whole narrative as like an integral part of the Vampire Diaries universe is like pretty jarring to me.
Yeah.
Which I guess it was supposed to be jarring, but like he is a fuckboy and he is like a very unlikable character. So now that he's, I don't know, he's not a vampire.
Well, his dad also goes down.
Yeah, his dad, he's who's on
Which they show.
stage,
He fully
goes down.
collapses.
So, but he's part of the Founders Council, so he would have known that like the device was happening. Maybe he just didn't think it would affect him and his condition.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out
Next time.
next season, vibes. Oh, fucking hell. Drink. Cheers, mom, for the money.
Thanks, babes.
Thanks, vibes. Yeah, so they're driving. He loses control of the car. He crashes while the paramedics are examining him because he's like collapsed. And obviously, the car accident was pretty bad. Caroline collapses.
Wait, Caroline collapses? Oh, shit.
Yeah, she collapses and is then taken to the hospital for
And at one
internal
point,
bleeding.
Tyler opens his eyes and his eyes are like black, which is super scary. Super scary.
Back to our good friend Uncle slash Daddy John. Yeah, he deactivates the device. They've rounded up all the vampires. By this point, Stefan, Alaric, and Elena, who aren't complete morons, realize that Bonnie lied
Yeah, what
and
the
didn't
hell,
actually
Bonnie?
remove the spell from the device. And they're like, "Oh shit, where's Damon?" And so they go to find him while Alaric takes Jeremy home. Her and Stefan run to find Damon. They run to find Damon. Meanwhile, John is in the basement.
He goes down to the basement where all of the vampires have been
Including
captured,
Damon.
including Damon and Anna. And he goes up to Anna and she's barely conscious. And he just looks at her and he pulls out a stake and she's like, "No, please don't." And then he just straight up stakes her in the heart. As Damon is watching all this sort of unfold in front of his eyes, and he can't do anything because he's also unconscious, or
Good
not
riddance,
unconscious,
bitch.
but someone died, so
Oh, shit.
you're taking another
This is a
drink.
celebratory drink because I can't fucking stand Anna.
Double drink because you're being a hater.
Shit.
Can you imagine if we've been taking shots?
We'd be dead.
We'd be fully dead.
I'd be in a body bag, actually. Yeah, Anna's dead. Sorry. Also, then he sets the entire basement on fire.
Yeah, so the fires were raging. They're just gonna burn all of the vampires.
Stefan and Elena run up and they find John, who's stepping out of the building after setting it all on fire. They have a really weird moment where Stefan runs to save his brother, and John's like, "You're not going to make it out alive, but like, have fun." Elena runs to follow Stefan, and John stops her. And she's like, "As my father, you shouldn't be doing this."
Yeah, and he's sort of like,
And he's like,
whoa.
"Oh no." So meanwhile, Damon's down in the burning basement. He's not quite burnt alive yet, but people like he's like pretty close in the line. You know, it's like jumping from person to person. It's pretty gnarly. He sees the mayor because the mayor collapsed and the deputies just took him too and threw him in the basement. So this is Tyler's dad, and he sees that the vervain didn't affect him, which means he's not a vampire. And
But
Damon's
the
pretty fucking
invention
confused,
did.
but the invention affected him. So
Yeah.
he's trying to get away from Damon, but one of the tomb vampires snaps his neck. Take a drink because he's dead,
Oh
baby.
shit, that's true.
And on that note, it's time for an intermission as
Yeah.
a little treat.
Oh, so for our intermission, we thought in the spirit of the Vampire Diaries, it'd be fun to read excerpts of our journals because
You know, in honor of the Vampire Diaries.
right.
So Nicole, what will you be reading?
I'm gonna read some poetry.
Okay.
All right. May 29th, 2019. This is like so vulnerable. I don't know who this is about. That's my preface to this. So that really will tell you a lot.
Yeah,
Okay.
sounds like it didn't work out.
You make me want to write poetry. Poem. hate you, you bitch.
It's just so funny that you prefaced it by saying that you literally don't know who it's about, and then the first line of your poem is you make me want to write poetry.
Oh, it gets way crazier. Just you wait. Okay. You make me want to write poetry. Poem after poem after poem. I knew I loved you. I'm only laughing because I don't know who this is about. Okay.
Can we not? You can't even remember who this is about. Wait, May, June 2019?
No, I have no idea who this is about. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going and be really genuine because it's really good.
Okay.
Poem after poem after poem. I knew I loved you from the moment I saw you. You, totally unaware of your beauty, your light, your soft energy. You were so human to me, and I felt our souls intertwine. It scares you, though. I know this because you have a big heart like mine, a black hole that devours love, sucks it in and holds it. You feel like you could scream or cry or both. Laugh, question mark, love, period.
I just like can't. I can keep thinking about you. Just literally don't even know who it is. Laugh, love,
Love.
live.
There's another one. Do you want to hear
Yeah, sure.
it? This is the sexy one. Shit, I mean, I don't know. I'm only reading it because, like, can you guys tell me if this is something? Because I feel like it's something. You're the king of hot and cold, cat and mouse. You play with your food, don't you? Give and take, you pull me in, your hands grab my waist. My heart flutters and you know it. Kissing deeply. I feel you, I blush, I like you. Slow down, you tell me. Your hands. Your hands still gripping my heart. I take a breath. Is this not slow? You kiss me deeper. Hands wandering. In quotes, slow down, Nicole. How can I wonder, when we are both running full speed? Damn, I mean, I don't know, dude.
Wait, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take it up again because I'm, dare I say, fucking
Are you going to
talented.
quit the podcast
I can do
to
both,
be a poet?
probably. Neither are very time consuming. I wrote that like drunk at midnight, probably.
Well, I don't have any poetry for you. I have a couple excerpts from my diary. This was October 11th, 2020. I had a really good day today. After over a week of feeling very, very depressed, I woke up and felt good the whole day, despite not sleeping well last night and being cut off in traffic.
Damn.
It's also notable that I am concerned that I accidentally took double the amount of my medication today. So maybe this is just what normal people feel like all the time. They just wake up and do things. P.S. There's a little dog by me who's wearing holiday PJs, and there's a little hole at the end for his tail and his butt.
I really liked that. Do you have another one?
This was in July of 2020.
Okay.
I'm going to spend my free time working on the podcast with Nicole and getting it started. Maybe I won't feel so damn lonely at night if I have a project.
I
That's
mean,
actually so cute. I could cry. Look how far we've come.
don't you feel less lonely?
I do feel less lonely. It
I feel less lonely
worked.
too. I love
Totally
you.
worked.
Love you,
Thank you.
babes.
Okay, that's our intermission, unless you have any other poetry you'd like to share.
No, that actually did it for the poetry, but like, I think I'm sort of onto something. You know what? I'll drop this. So people are burning at this, like, in
Whoa.
this, like, abandoned
That
warehouse.
transition. Yeah, we last left a group of about 15 vampires burning alive, which I guess we should take 15 drinks, but I'm not going to because I will
We are
die.
certainly not going to.
And Stefan's running into the building to save Damon. Bonnie stops him and warns him that he'll die if he goes in there. He runs in anyways because him and Damon are fully in love with each other and regularly do it, which is – that's my belief. Elena goes, Stefan, and runs in, and Bonnie stops her as well. But when she notices that Elena is, you know, obviously upset because, like, her boyfriend and her boyfriend's brother, who she, like, kind of wants to be her boyfriend, are, like, both going to burn alive, Bonnie's like, oh, that's probably, like, sucks for you.
Yeah, she's like, my fault for sure. By the way, I'm sorry.
She casts a spell that calms the fire long enough for Stefan to grab Damon and kind of drag him out. Mm-hmm. And save him.
Damon's unscathed, pretty much.
And, like, fucking congrats to Bonnie for realizing that the world is not, like, it's a little more complicated than just right and wrong. Like, I think she kind of just had a moment where she realized that it's really not that simple as being like, oh, well, I just won't actually do the spell that they told me to do because then it will all be fine. And then look at what the fuck happened.
Yeah, like, people are going to die either way, whether or not you classify like vampires as people, like, their lives. People are going to
die, but that's inevitable. Yeah, she's being very Vanessa Hudgens.
Which it is honestly sort of inevitable, like, either way, whether or not she casts a spell, people were gonna die. Honestly, this show should be studied in philosophy classes.
It actually around does the globe. Present a lot of different, like, moral dilemmas, I will it say.
Does. It does. Like, good. Is Bonnie right. in the right for wanting to protect the citizens of Mystic Falls, or is it she in the wrong for not wanting to protect, like, two horny brothers that want to bang her best friend?
Yeah, I mean, put a finger down, you know? So anyways, in one of the coldest and strangest transitions in Vampire Diaries history, they cut to the Mystic Grill.
They're back at the Mystic Grill after this life-saving spell.
Nothing like an ice-cold Pepsi and a bloomin' onion at the grill to calm your nerves after literally almost dying.
Yeah. I mean, everyone seems pretty unfazed. They're like, whatever, a day in the life.
Elena and Stefan are chatting over chicken wings or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Spinach artichoke dip.
Fact that after all of this, after Damon almost dying, they're still talking about Stefan being insecure that Elena is going to hook up with Damon.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
so out of this world to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
Okay.
She's gaslighting Stefan.
Yeah, she is gaslighting
Stefan. She's like, listen, you're worried about Damon. I care about Damon, but I love you. And it's like really driving her point home.
Yeah, she's like, I love you, Stefan.
When we all know that Elena kind of has the hots for Damon.
Cheers, babe.
Do you agree that they're gaslighting? Cheers. Cheers to gaslighting, am I right?
Cheers to gaslighting. No, they are 100%, or she is, I should say, because she knows in her heart of hearts that she's got a little
thing for him.
If given the opportunity, she would totally pounce on Damon. And she also knows, especially, like, being a woman and hearing, okay. being a woman and hearing from, like, a friend that a guy likes you, that sort of, like, flips a switch. Even if you've never been interested before, now yeah, that
no, that's true. You start
notion is in your head, you're sort of like, oh, shit, like, Damon might be into me. I never even thought about it that way. Could I even consider it? Could I even entertain this? And she's entertaining it in her mind when she goes to sleep. I just know it.
Anyway, speaking of Damon, everyone just like rolls up into Jeremy's room as if he's not like a 15-year-old boy that could genuinely be jacking it at any moment. Like, truly, like, let's be real.
The odds of him doing that are like 50, more likely like one than not.
I mean, shit. Yeah. not to be gross, I know that's really gross, but if I
but
were
it's
to,
true.
I don't know anyone that's a 15-year-old boy, but if I were to know a 15-year-old boy, I would not go within 10 feet of his room without explicit permission.
If I were to walk into a 15-year-old boy's room, I would march up the stairs. I would pound the door, wait 30 seconds, pound again. Also, any sort of man. I mean, let's, you know, not kid ourselves.
But yeah, Damon goes into Jeremy's room to tell him that Anna's dead.
Yeah, he does it in a very kind and sincere way. No, it is blunt.
But it's, I mean, it was nice of him to do that, I guess.
It is in a very, like, Damon way. He's just like, Anna's dead. He literally says that.
Yeah.
And then he basically presents this question where he's like, I know this is hard and it sucks and I'm letting you know because if you want me to erase that memory, I totally can.
Yeah, he kind of gives Jeremy the choice. And I also thought that it was really big of him. He apologizes also for turning Vicky. He says that it was wrong of him, which, I mean, he literally turned Vicky out of sheer boredom. And now I think he's realizing the damage that that did.
His actions have consequences.
Yeah, which, I mean, shit. Tough pill to swallow. Like, we've all been there.
That lesson.
I learned that every day. But Jeremy basically says, like, you know, even if you did erase my memory again, the pain doesn't really go away. I just don't remember why it's there.
Yeah, totally.
That was, like, deep or whatever.
It's, like, pretty deep of Jeremy.
And he asks, as Damon is leaving, he asks if it's true that vampires can turn off their humanity and decide to not feel the guilt and pain of the world, which, listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I could turn off the knowledge that every day that I wake up and choose to not be that one girl on BuzzFeed that fit a year's worth of her trash in a mason jar, if I could just forget that and not have to deal with the guilt of knowing that every time I throw something away,
that you fill literal gallon garbage bags weekly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes me feel like complete shit. And I wish I didn't feel that.
You can't feel like complete shit for that. It's, listen, but dude, we've talked about
I'm
this.
Choosing not to be the girl that puts a year's worth of her trash in a fucking mason jar.
Yeah, you're choosing that because it's easier. And also, you can't blame yourself for, like, these global catastrophes because ultimately they're in the hands of big corporations.
Yeah.
And you filling up a gallon garbage bag a week versus you filling up a mason jar in a year would make little to no difference in the world's health, babe.
You're right, but it would make me feel so much superior.
I know. Oh, God. That woman must just, like,
she must literally be like, I'm the best woman.
That's that
God complex. She probably
thinks
she's the best woman.
She does. There's no...
She might be.
She probably is. Like, good for her. That is a challenge, and I'm proud of her for undertaking that. I could never.
But anyways, Damon says that you can turn off your humanity and that he did that for a very long time and that it does make life easier, but it doesn't make life better. In response, Jeremy literally drinks Anna's vampire blood like it's – he throws it back like it's Patron.
He throws it back like it's Patron, dude. Like, very 13 Reasons Why. He, like, goes through Elena's drawers and dumps out a bunch of painkillers on the counter, prescription painkillers. Mm-hmm. And then he just starts taking them. So keep in mind, his end goal is to die
with Anna's blood in his
system. So he'll be brought back and be a vampire. Caroline's in the hospital for internal bleeding. Matt's freaking out. Sheriff Ellen DeGeneres is like,
well, she's also freaking out because Tyler's dad is dead.
Yeah.
So she's also kind of like, you should probably call your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, they were just in a car accident. I mean, all of it's
it's not great.
And this scene also is like 10 seconds long. Like, they don't address this at all.
Yeah. The cliff notes of this scene is that Tyler's fine, but his dad's dead. Matt's fine, but he's worried about his girlfriend. His girlfriend, Caroline, is bleeding internally, and she's going into surgery in the hospital. So it's just all pretty bad.
It's all bad.
Bonnie runs into Stefan. I'm assuming he's leaving the Mystic Grill, and basically says – she gives him a warning. Also – oh, fuck. Bonnie's wearing a Henley. Take a drink.
Damn.
Bonnie's wearing a Henley. Also, she gives Stefan an ultimatum where she basically says, I saved you and Damon from the fire because Elena's my best friend. If Damon doesn't change and if he hurts one more innocent person, she will take him down and she will take Stefan down as well. I'm assuming that that's a euphemism for killing them or running them out of town. Yeah. She kind of has the ability to. I mean, she's a freaking witch.
It's gotta mean straight murder.
Also, hell yeah. Bonnie finally decided to show up and be like an interesting and cool character. And I am proud of her. She's like, I know who I am now and I'm a motherfucking witch and I can kill you.
And also it's sort of like she's realizing her true potential. I mean, she does have this crazy witch power. Yeah. And this whole time, the only instance when her crazy witch power has been used is when she's being manipulated into helping other people. So good for her for standing up for herself.
She's been their intern, and now she's their...
Unpaid, by the way.
Elena...
She comes home from her...
Goes home from
crazy
her...
Crazy night out.
From her wild night out.
She's had quite a day.
And Damon's on his way out after offering Jeremy to wipe away his pain. Jeremy stupidly declines. So Jeremy's upstairs slowly dying.
Yeah, he's in the process of unaliving himself. Okay. And Elena is walking in. Damon's walking out. They meet on like sort of the front porch. And Damon's like, hey, by the way, thank you for saving me yet again. And she's sort of like, no problem or whatever. Yeah, and then
he basically says that Bonnie recognized that these were people you cared about. And somehow like I became one of those people that you cared about. And I just want to thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, seeing the good in me, blah, blah, blah.
It's really sincere, I will say.
It felt really sincere until he tried to make out with her.
Well, he sort of succeeded because he leans in.
They make out.
They do make out. And to be fair, as I said, takes two to tango. I'll take a drink, but let me finish my thought.
Finish your thought, babes.
He leans in and he gets real fucking close. All indicators of I'm gonna kiss you. And she doesn't budge. And then he leans in more. And then they do kiss. So, like, it wasn't like he just went for it and caught her off guard. Like, she was very much aware of what was happening. He did
the good old testing the waters, kiss your cheek first kind of thing.
In other words, it was very consensual. So,
yeah.
She wanted it.
And I just, like, this is, like, really fucked up, but I just, like, it kind of is funny to me that Jeremy's, like, slowly dying upstairs and Elena and Damon are just making out on the front porch.
Yeah. And then Aunt Jenna opens the front
Aunt Jen, can you imagine? Poor woman. I would be shocked.
And she's like, hey, it's, like, getting pretty late, Elena. You should probably come inside. And Elena's like, damn. And she comes in, and Aunt Jenna's like, what was that? And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. John is in the kitchen, and he takes this fine opportunity to explain how him and Isabel's story sort of went.
And how he met Isabel, and how they fell in love.
Yes.
And he got her pregnant and all
a
that
classic
shit.
Yeah,
the classic. And he's like, I had no idea that she wanted to be turned into a vampire. I just directed her towards Damon because I thought she was interested, like she was a student, she was writing a paper, blah blah blah. Elena's like, yeah, whatever. She grabs a knife and cuts off his fingers, severing him
fully
from his magical ring that keeps him alive. She severs his fingers.
All of them, including the one with the ring. And it's just, like, so drastic and quick. And she, like, pins him up against the wall. Then John quickly realizes that this is actually not Elena, but Catherine.
Woo!
Dude, what?
Yes! I love Catherine. I
Oh
love her.
my God. And so then Catherine stabs him in the stomach,
And she
thus
goes,
killing
"Hi,
him.
John. Bye, John," and stabs him.
So,
Also, dick veins. Sorry, take a drink.
dick vein
Also,
shit.
John just died, so take an extra drink. Long drink. Weren't you kind of shocked that Damon like kissed Elena too, though? Like, we knew there was something there, but that was really bold of him to think that he could do that.
Especially after all of this, like, she's mine talk from Stefan. But to be honest,
Yeah.
like, I knew it
Like,
was
women
just a
are just
matter of
property, and like,
time.
Stefan had already claimed his property.
He
So,
already
like,
called
you know what I
dibs
mean? Like,
and
dibs.
bros before
Bro code.
hoes.
Yeah.
But like, I just thought we had more time. I thought we had more time. So I was shocked, but not surprised. If that makes
Crazy.
sense. But
Yeah.
then, like, once she cut off the fingers, well, to be honest, I had my little my infamous Wikipedia synopsis already pulled up, and I had like read ahead, and because I wanted to make sure I was on the right
Nicole!
scene, and so I was like, oh my God. And then it happened, and I was just like, that is quite mad, quite
That's
literally
mad.
mad.
Shit, Nicole, I'm gonna be so
Shit,
pissed.
sorry. I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, that shit's crazy. I'm so happy. I love Catherine. I'm happy to see her. I think she just did the Lord's work by killing Uncle John.
Yeah, fuck Uncle John for
She's
sure.
way more interesting than Elena. If there was an entire show about Catherine, I would watch it. So that's
Well, I'm
all I have to
hoping
say about
that the
that.
show is more a little more Catherine driven. But so then the episode ends with the real Elena coming back, and she's like walking home. She's on the phone with Stefan,
Yeah,
I
where her
think, and she's
loyalties
just
lie.
with her boyfriend that she was literally just with the entire day. But I guess they have to talk on the phone. Codependent much. But she's
Yeah.
like, yeah, I went back to the high school to get my stuff, and like it was gone. So I don't know, it just disappeared, whatever. But I'm home now.
Gonna go check on
She,
Jeremy, who LOL is dying upstairs.
yeah, she's gonna go check on Jeremy before she goes to the hospital to check on Caroline, which, by the way, how long is this day? Like, this is the
Also,
longest.
she sounds really, she's like concerned that someone like stole her clothes
Yeah, and she's like,
when
ugh.
her best friend is in the hospital. She's
Yeah,
like, yeah,
and
no, someone definitely took my clothes anyways. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go check on Carolyn. She's like bleeding internally.
also to check
Just
on her
brought her into surgery.
brother, yeah, who she doesn't even know is alive after the whole like
What?
Founder's Day shenanigans. But she walks into the
Elena's the
house.
antagonist of this show.
She is. We all hate Elena. Take a drink, you're a hater.
Oh, shit.
But she walks into the door, and she hears a noise, I guess, and she sort of like starts walking towards the kitchen, and that's the end of the episode.
And the season.
And the season, holy shit.
Listen, if you're listening to this and you've made it this far, I personally want to kiss you on the mouth.
I personally
So
want to
let me
kiss
know.
you.
I'm vaccinated. If you're vaccinated and you've made it to the end, you've listened to every single episode, you've made it to the end of this, hit me up. I'll kiss you on the mouth. I will.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
please, please. I mean, I hate to be such a little bitch, but like, if you could rate us on Apple Podcasts, that'd be
Oh,
super
God. If you
sweet.
rate us on Apple Podcasts, not only will I kiss you on the mouth,
I will fully
I
lol.
will. I'll pay you a compliment of some sort. If you are listening, we love you guys.
I love you. I love you guys.
Nicole just hiccuped.
I just did like a
If you
drunk
can't tell,
hiccup.
we're drunk because we started saying that we love everyone.
Yeah, I'm
Like,
just
I just
like,
love you so
I
much.
love doing this with
Listening, I'll
you.
kiss you on the mouth. I'm like, I just love you so much.
But seriously, thanks for listening.
If you feel like it, or like, I don't know, like, please, but also like, it's not
Like,
that big of
not
a
to twist
deal.
your
Like, we're
arm,
super
but.
laid back about it. But like, if you wanted to and felt up to it, or if you like had some free time or you were bored or something, if you could rate us on Apple Podcasts, comment, share it on your social media, tell your friends. And yeah, that's all. We're gonna fuck off for a little bit. But we'll be back for season two. Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Mystic balls.